item 164.
Request of Crystal Ilinski to address council regarding historical and chronic corruption paid for by taxpayers.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners, Fish, Commissioner Novick, Commissioner Fritz, and Commissioner Saltzman. My name is Crystal Ilinski, and I represent 10,000. This is not an idle threat, it's a wake-up call. Have you read those books I brought to you some years ago? The Portland Confidential and Wicked Portland? You have read those?
Oh, yeah.
You've read the both of them?
I read Portland Confidential. But keep going, please. Go ahead, Crystal.
Saltzman?
Crystal, go ahead.
Oh,
go ahead.
Sorry. Have you read those books, the Wicked Portland and the Portland Confidential?
We're here to hear from you, so go ahead, Chris.
I mentioned them in my 3 minutes some years ago, and I was wondering what the status was on that. Have you read them yet?
Well, why don't you go ahead, and council members can get back to you later about that. Go ahead with whatever you want to say.
I mean, unfortunately, I can't purchase you all a copy, but it's important that you read them before you leave your positions here. And there's been two more that have come out since then, so we have a lot of catching up to do. But to understand the history of the city, it's pretty vital. And I just wanted to know if you've bothered to read them since the last time I asked you.
Bill Stanford has never gotten so much free press.
That's good. So keep going, Crystal. So you made your point about that.
Well, also on September 4th, 2013, you said here in council, discussing the fire bureau, that you would look into, Mayor Hales, that you would look into the fire code and the new building across the street, the federal building. When I said that the bunker that I was kept in didn't have the sprinklers, have you been able to find anything out on that?
You don't get to cross-examine here. You get to make your points. So go
you
ahead.
Said you would look into it on that date.
Whatever points you want to make in the time that you have.
Well, I've tried multiple times to get you in your office. You said that you would meet with me, and each time your staff has given me the runaround. They told me to speak to different people. That when you came through, you said you would. You've said it here in council on camera. And I still haven't been able to meet with you, so this is my only chance to talk with you one-on-one. You still haven't met with me, so have you looked into that?
This is not for one-on-one. This is for you to make your points, so do that. You have a few
seconds
left. But
you haven't met with me one-on-one, and this is my only chance to ask you if you have followed up on your promise.
Thanks for coming this morning. Thank you very much. Next person, please.